Oh man, Mariah Carey on Fresh FM with the Dream Lover. Every Friday, around this time, the NSK and Shaquan does something for the community, am I?
Say that again.
For the community.
Yes. With a K?
No. Yes, yes, with a K, community.
Exactly. He almost went over his head.
Yeah, because most of the months.
Yes.
That went over your head. It's 8:15 right now. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul, by the way. Did we manage to post that for the month thing on our status, by the way?
Didn't it's okay, like it's gone, forget.
Yeah, okay. She's going to get to that in a bit, all right? But while we get to that, let's talk about what would Shay do, okay? What would Shay do comes to you every Friday around about this time, where we just open up letters or emails that have been forwarded to us from you. Okay, and you sharing your plight, your situation, whatever it is that you are going through, and you simply want to know what would Shay would have done had she found herself in your position. Now today's email reads, okay, hey Shaquan, I am in deep problems with my family, and I'm drowning in what they call black tax. Okay, so here's the situation, Shaquan. I'm a breadwinner for my family, and it started when I got my first job and would be sending money to my parents. But now my parents have taken in so many people at our house in the north, and some are grown people who do not even want to work, as they are depending on me to send them money every month. I'm sending a whole 12,000 Namibian dollars every month for that household, and if I do not send on time, you know, they all start calling me all sorts of names, insulting me, sometimes calling me selfish. I am falling into deep financial depression, and I'm becoming even more anxious. How do I make them understand that I also need to live my life? Shaquan, what would you have done had you found yourself in my situation?
Sure. 12K.
12 days in Rami, bruh.
$12,000. That's wild. Because you know what's coming to my mind right now is that as you are providing for your family, rightfully so, because you know we have to help where we can. And I say this because black tax is something that didn't start today. Black tax is people helping you to achieve your dreams, as in put you through school, whatever it is. You acquire a job and then you basically just plow back. Okay? So someone had to help you to get to where you are. Even if they didn't directly help you, maybe even through your parents. Okay? And it's okay for you to, you know, obviously have a job and you be in a position where you feel like I need to provide for my parents and I can do so. But the fact that there are more people added onto it, that's gotta be so stressful. Like I can't even imagine, okay? But I have also been in situations where I have been the breadwinner for my family, and I understand how stressful and just frustrating how that can be. It actually, like what the person actually said, that they are finding themselves in financial depression. Oh, I know exactly what that is, okay? Sometimes even putting yourself in a position where you have to, you know, take loans here and there just to make sure that your family is straight, hey? But $12,000, understand that it's very tough times. Really, it is tough times. But you sending $12,000 makes me want to ask the question, are you even able to meet the needs for yourself? And when you think about it, regardless of how much you get paid, $12,000 is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So if you are, this is probably a term that is new to you right now. Black tax is basically a term that originated in a black households where you basically just have to contribute every month outside of your own living expenses. Usually it's out of obligation. And I think that's what makes it a little bit more just burdensome, if you will, where you just don't feel like you have a choice to even say no. The fact that your families, I don't want to say that they're not being grateful, but the fact that even if you don't make payments on time, that they're now calling you all sorts of names, insulting you and so forth. I mean, people are definitely entitled. And sometimes you also need to put your foot down and maybe even just weigh what exactly is it that you are spending this 12K for. Honestly, what is it that you're spending it on? Because what could actually be happening right now, yes, it'll take care of the basics, but then there's probably some luxury things in there. Maybe this 12,000 is even being used to pay for Netflix subscriptions and so forth. It could be a lot of things, you know. And even this money, when you actually send it, are you even 100% sure that it's actually reaching your parents? Here's something that you can do, partner. There's a system where, there's a system called, what is it called? But it's in Checkers and ShopRite, that group, where you can just send money or put money on a card. And then you give them that number, and then they can simply just go and do shopping for that amount.
Okay, okay.
So that will put them also in a position where, okay, we got $4,000. This is for groceries, or this should last us the whole month. And then if they exceed that, that's on them. But I did my share by paying or giving you $4,000 for groceries for everyone in the house. And then I don't know whether your parents are renting where they're staying or whether it's their house. I don't know if you still have mortgages and stuff to pay at the bank for that. But maybe take that into your own hands as opposed to sending the whole amount thinking that they're even going to make those payments. The rude awakening, heartbreaking, would actually come at a point where you get to realize that you're sending money that's supposed to even pay for the house, but that's not being done because money's being used for something else. But that could not even be on your parents. That could be for whoever it is that they entrust to move around because they're young and they have the energy to go make those payments, and those people don't make those payments. But on the other side of this, I'm just going to let you in on how you can somewhat deal with the situation in terms of having that conversation with them to let them know that maybe during this time, I'm not going to be able to still give that 12K. I can give this amount. Maybe adjust according to that amount, because they, listen, we are humans. We can adapt very, very quickly. Maybe also have a conversation in terms of taking charge of the finances and using some sort of systems that could help you just have a little bit more ease and have a little bit more for yourself.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, Shaquan. We will be back with part two of What Would Shay Do?
There you are, riding in silence, both deep in thought.
It is 8:36 right now. Thank you so much for choosing Namibia's Heart and Soul. Part two of What Would Shay Do?
Yes. She's a woman of her words, and she has posted the month's TikTok onto WhatsApp status. Save our number so you see it.
Oh, my goodness. All right, cool. Let's get into part two of What Would Shay Do. If you just joined us, thank you so much. We appreciate you. What Would Shay Do is that bit where we simply share, isn't it? Where we simply share what is it that you shared with us, but we keep you anonymous, and we decipher what is it that Shaquan would have done had she found herself in your position. Today's letter reads, "Hi Shaquan, I'm in deep financial problems. Deep problems with my family, and I'm drowning in what they call black tax. I am the breadwinner for my family, and it started when I got my first job and would be sending money to my parents. But now my parents have taken in so many people at a house in the north, and some are grown people who do not even want to work as they are depending on me to send the money every month. I'm sending a whole 12,000 Namibian dollars every month for that household, and if I do not send on time, they all start calling me names, insulting me, and even terming me selfish. I'm falling into deep financial depression. How do I make them understand that I also need to live my life? Shaquan, what would you have done?
I would change my number. I would disappear. Let's be for real. You know what? That's actually not a bad idea. It's just, man, it becomes too much. And the thing is that what people also tend to forget, especially when it comes to the expectation of you always providing for them, is that you are human. You have your own needs. You have your own dreams and goals and things that you want to achieve for yourself as well. And if you are constantly taking care of other people, you are going to keep forgetting about you. Even when it's like a day where you're not feeling your best.
Yeah.
But then you probably have a situation where you freelance, hey? And it's one of those where you don't put in the hours, you don't show up to work, you're not going to get paid for that shift or whatever it is. So what that means is that you even force yourself, even when you're not okay, even when you're really tired and really need rest, to just keep pushing through, because so many people are dependent on you, especially, and I say this especially because of what you mentioned, saying that it's actually people who just don't want to work. What that tells me is that they are grown folks and they can actually go out there and also hustle. I mean, how much easier would it be if, yes, you're still assisting them where you can, not $12,000 per month. I mean, if you give $12,000 comfortably to your parents, that's fine, right? But not like $12,000
for the whole,
like all these other people who are living there. And that's what we do, like in black homes, like the auntie's child is here, the cousin, the one, the nephew, the one, just a lot of people in the house. So it's got to be stressful, honestly, you know. So I don't want you to also be in a space where you are forgetting yourself, where you don't take care of yourself, where you're not just even pursuing the dreams that you have. Maybe you want to go back to school, but you know, financially doesn't make sense for you to go back to school now, and then you think that, oh, next year is going to be different. No, they're still going to be sticking around waiting for you to keep providing even more for them with the next year to come. But regardless, here's how you can actually give without going into financial depression or distress, if you will, because of the situation. I would highly advise you to discuss the financial planning with your family. Mm. Ultimately, just opening that open communication with them to let them know your financial situation. I mean, honestly, everybody's really facing it right now, so I'm pretty sure that you are too. So have that conversation with them and just be honest in terms of what it is that you're going through and the difficulties in terms of sending so much money, and how you also want, you know, to work on other things and you can't seem to get it because you are just, you know, giving a big chunk of your salary to them. Okay?
Yeah.
So have that communication. It's important, because a lot of the times I think we assume that, oh, how could they be asking? I mean, they should obviously know it's a lot on me. But also, some people know it, but they don't really know the full extent of it. So if you communicate, maybe that will also change the situation. But I would also say, even with you communicating openly with them, set a boundary that is non-negotiable with you.
Mm.
Set an amount, even if it's 8K per month. That's all that I can give to you, all right? And then if there's other needs that you have, whatever it is, I urge you to just go around and look for jobs, whether it's in retail, supermarkets, whatever it is, regardless of how much it is, at least you are also going to be bringing something in as well. And just don't negotiate on any of the boundaries that you've actually set for yourself. And then I would also advise you to challenge yourself to get comfortable and okay with saying no when you cannot afford to support. Even if you give a $12,000 this month and next month you give nothing, they should be able to understand that the fact that this person is not coming through for us is because they actually can't really afford, because they've come through for us in so many ways, you know. So saying no will really save you from a lot. But I do feel that the communication and setting certain boundaries, like I mentioned, the option of you opening up the card thingy, I forgot what it's called, the ShopRite and Checkers.
Yeah.
You just send money on it and then they can just shop for that amount. If they go above it, it's on them, okay? But I do urge you to just put yourself first, especially when it comes to the very thing that you have to deal with every day, the very thing that you deal with every day, actually, that just puts a lot of stress on your life, which is money in its own anyway. So
my
just
goodness.
Set those boundaries and stick to them, honestly. What else can you do?
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, Shaquan. This conversation should be up on our website by the end of the show. It's 8:42. Stick around.
It's Easter time at Super Tires, which means we have something extra special.